I don't understand the concept of the International House of Pancakes. What is so international about that thing? Who wakes up in the morning and says, you know, I haven't had a pancake from the Netherlands for a long time. Is there a place where I can get pancakes from all over the world that taste exactly the same? Because I crave this concept. I don't want just pancakes. I want international pancakes.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
Please don't.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hello. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Well, here we are.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I'll make it sound exciting.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. My name is Ron Van Dam. I cannot deny it. Oh, I could lie, but you'd see right through me. Wish you could see right through me. I'd be really skinny. Unfortunately, you can't see through me. You'd have to take a tour bus to get around to the back of me. No, I'm not that large. I'm obsessed with my weight. I am so obsessed with my weight. Every morning when I get up, the first thing I do, well, not the first thing, but the second thing I do is I stand on the scale to see how much I weigh. Because I haven't done anything for about 8 hours. I've been sleeping. I didn't move, didn't exercise, didn't walk the dog. By the way, that's a yo-yo move. Like Yo-Yo Ma, pretty much. I've done nothing for an extended period of time, so I wonder how much I weigh. I've had no exercise, I've eaten no food, I've had nothing to drink. I think I breathed, I'm not sure. But I did nothing for about 8 hours. I wonder how much I weigh. And I don't have many clothes on. I don't really sleep in pajamas because that's like just wearing your clothes to bed. I don't understand the point of pajamas. I never did. Why don't you just wear your clothes to bed? What's the problem? What's the difference? No, I just sleep, well, this is none of your business actually. But I sleep with basically nothing on. And if that freaks you out, then I guess the show isn't for you. So it's a perfect time to weigh yourself. There's no second guessing. There's no like, oh, I got to weigh my... You just get up and you go right to the scale. And I take that number. This is kind of messed up, I guess. I take that number, whatever I weigh, whatever I happen to weigh. It's not your business. And I write it down on my calendar so I can chart my weight from day to day. I don't have a diary. I don't have a planning book. But I chart my weight from day to day. And for no reason whatsoever, by the way, for no reason. I'm not in the military. They don't weigh me in. I'm not under any kind of exercise or weight loss program. There's no reason for me to weigh myself, except for just for me to know how much I weigh. And if my weight starts to go up a little bit, then I will adjust what I do during the day in order to make it go down a little bit. I'll exercise, I'll when I'm drinking martinis, I'll sit more frequently to get my arm in shape, you know, my elbows. Maybe I'll walk a little bit more from the refrigerator to the table, you know. Maybe I'll, I don't know, you know, I'll do something that, you know. Exercise people say the worst thing you can do is just remain sedentary. Always keep your body in motion. Look, I can't have sex 24 hours a day, and that's the only motion that I care to have. I don't understand the whole deal. But I do weigh myself every single day. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience. My scale's probably broken, by the way. Those numbers are probably way off. But they're all relative to each other because I do it every day, so it still does go up or still does go down. How much I actually weigh, I'm not sure. Once in a while, every year, I will go to my doctor because they tell me that if I don't, I surely will die. My doctor makes me feel so guilty if I don't show up. Ron, are you taking care of yourself? Well, yeah. Are you really? What? Why? Are you responsible for me? Well, kind of we are. You know, Ron, it's our job to keep you as healthy as possible. No, I think your job is to make as many appointments for me as possible so you can rake in the cash. I think that's your job. I think it's your job to schedule appointments every 2.5 minutes so that all of us wait 3 hours to see you, doctor, in different kinds of rooms, in large waiting rooms, in small examining rooms, in hallways. You just love to make us wait, and then you tell us, keep your body in motion. How can I keep my body in motion if you make me sit in rooms waiting for the appointment all the time? So don't give me that you're interested about my well-being, like you're taking a special interest in me. Ron, I really want you to be healthy. Why? Because I love you. I've kept it a secret for a long time, Ron, but as your doctor, I've fallen madly in love with you, and I really care about your health. I really do. Not your mental health. I don't care about that. But I want you to be physically healthy for me because I'm in love with you. Every time you come into the examining room, I get all tingly inside. Now, why do you care so much about my health? You looking for the copays? They add up, don't they? You get me in there more than a few times a year, those copays add up. You can have a nice steak dinner at the Capitol Grill or something. With my copays. Why don't I even copay anything? I pay for health insurance. I'm totally covered. Why am I paying you an extra fee just to show up? What's that about? Why doesn't my health insurance pay for that? Why am I paying a copay? The hell is a copay? You pay and I pay, we both copay. Copay sounds like some type of Brazilian restaurant downtown or something. Have you been to Copé? The chicken is fantastic. The Copé chicken, I go there every day. First I weigh myself, then I go have the Copé chicken. Copé. What am I copaying? I'm paying anyway. What do you mean copaying? I pay for my health insurance. I contribute to it, I should say. I pay a lot of money for health insurance. And then when I go to the doctor, I have to take my wallet out? Excuse me? Why? That's a copay. Well, stop with the copay thing. Should be free now. I've paid everybody money. I've paid enough in premiums to keep me in the hospital every single day in a room by my son, a private room. I've paid a lot of money to the health insurance company, and I haven't spent as much as I've paid. I don't spend the premiums that I pay far exceed what I would spend in a month on health, on going to a doctor. Like, it's zero. You know, I go once a year, and I guarantee you it doesn't cost what I've paid in premiums. But Ron, what if you got seriously ill? I don't think that can happen because my doctor's in love with me. And would never let that happen. It's health maintenance, you know. That's what we call this now, health maintenance. Yeah. It's like having a water heater. You don't just call somebody when the water heater breaks and you replace the water heater. No, you make sure that someone's looking at that water heater all the time to make sure that sucker is, yeah, you maintain it, you clean it out. That's called a colonoscopy, by the way. I'm almost due for another colonoscopy, but I don't think I have to have it. And I'm just waiting for my doctor to say to me, you know, Ron, it's been a long time since you had that one colonoscopy. Colonoscopy, doctor? Yes, that's when we take this gigantic garden hose with a camera at the end and we shove it up your butt. Why, is there something wrong with me? No, it's maintenance. We're doing maintenance. We're doing lawn maintenance here. We're going to come in, we're going to trim your bushes. We're going to do some maintenance. That's what this is. It's maintenance. And by the way, it's a copay. It's a copay. I got a copay. Copay, could you just cut copay? Just take a little bit off the back, copay. It's crazy, man. Anyway, I weighed myself a couple of days ago, got up, weighed myself, put some clothes on, said to myself, you know, I want some pancakes from around the world. I'm sick of these pancakes from here, you know, ever. So someone making the pancakes here. I want pancakes that have been imported from throughout the world. I'm going to the International House of Pancakes. Now, the only thing international about pancakes would be the Belgian waffle, which is a big, thick waffle. But it's not the International House of Waffles, as I recall. It's the International House of Pancakes. And I'm not sure I've ever encountered a pancake from another country that I really sought out to any degree. Why do they call it the International House of Pancakes? Why don't they just call it, here's some pancakes? Why? What's with, and pancakes are nothing. They're not a culinary treat. It's flour and water and crap and batter and how is that international? Were you getting your batter from Israel? What is this? What are you talking about? There's nothing international about it. I remember as a young adult, I used to go to the International House of Pancakes, and it was a little more international. But not even then. There was nothing international about this place ever, 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 ever. As a matter of fact, what they talked about was the bottomless pot of coffee. Do you remember that? The bottomless pot of coffee. I don't know if they still have that, but that was their big thing when I was growing up. And what that meant was that when they poured your cup of coffee, if you drank the cup of coffee, an international waiter or waitress would come over and refill your cup, and it was bottomless. This coffee pot was bottomless. I mean, all over the restaurant, there was like coffee all over the floor because there's no bottom to the pots. They'd pour it in the top, it'd go right down the bottom and spill out all over the place. It was a bottomless pot of coffee. I never understood that phrase. I don't even drink a lot of coffee. But what did always impress me about the International House of Pancakes was not the pancakes itself. And certainly not the servers. They were just there. I mean, even in the International House of Pancakes, if the servers dressed up like servers from other countries. Well, who is your wait staff today? Oh, this guy, he was dressed up like a Dutch boy with the wooden shoes and that funny little hat. It was adorable. Well, we got waited on by this girl who thinks that she was from Switzerland. She had she looked like she was having like yodel clothes on, you know, the kind of clothes that yodel people wear, you know, who yodel all the time. She was really cute. She had like a little dress, and it was she was dressed up like she was from Switzerland. It was really, really funny, and it was so international. There's nothing international about that place at all. I think the only lure to the International House of Pancakes is the syrup. The syrup. It's the only place you go to where they have like 8 different kinds of syrup on the table at all times. And syrup isn't international. It's just different flavors. As a matter of fact, one of the flavors I had never heard of before, it's a boysenberry. I don't even know what that is. I've never had a boysenberry. I've had boysenberry syrup at the International House of Pancakes. It's the only place I've ever heard of boysenberry. I've heard of strawberry, blueberry, blackberry. Not boysenberry. It sounds a little bit too much like poisonberry.
I'm dying. I can't breathe.
What did you eat?
It was poison berries in syrup form at the International House.
Why did you have something with that had the name poison in it?
I don't know. A bad call on my part. I thought internationally this was okay.
I don't know what boysenberry is. I don't even know how to spell it. It's got boys in it, which is kind of disgusting. I had never heard of boysenberry. And when I poured the boysenberry syrup on my pancakes, I tasted it and it was like, I don't even understand what I'm eating here. I don't even understand the flavor. Whoever heard of boysenberry and why is it here on my table? I am lured to it. One of the syrup glass containers, they had labels on them that looked like it was from a label maker. Remember that? They actually probably had a cheap label maker from Walmart. There were no Walmarts when I was growing up. But you know, those cheap label makers, that's what they used to put on the syrup jars. It was so tacky, it was unbelievable. One of them said, imitation maple syrup. Someone's going around imitating maple syrup again and fooling me every time. What'd you have there? I had the maple syrup. Sure it wasn't the imitation maple syrup? Oh, man, you're right. I didn't read the label. Those imitations, they're so good.
Just stay away from the imitation boysenberry.
Yeah, I know. Imitation maple syrup. Are you the real maple syrup? Nah, I'm the imitation. Pretty good imitation, though, huh? You thought I was maple syrup. I'm doing an imitation. Wow. What else can you do? I can imitate bacon. Wow, that's really good. What else can you do? I can imitate, this is interesting, a banana. I thought that was a real banana. No, it's an imitation. I'm doing an imitation of a banana. You're very good at this. You're very good. You're very good. We don't even bother anymore to say the full name of the restaurant. We don't say International House of Pancakes anymore. We call it the IHOP. I got no time to say the whole thing. Maybe I feel so stupid calling it international that maybe that's why we're just calling it IHOP. Maybe the International House of Pancakes people, and there are people who run this thing. Maybe they say to themselves, look, no one's buying this international pancake thing. I think we got away with it for a long time. Let's change the name quickly. How about IHOP? Let's make it sound like we serve rabbits or imitation rabbits. I'm in the mood for a little rabbit today. I haven't had rabbit meat in a long time. Where do you go for that? Oh, the IHOP. It's down the street. They have rabbits from all over the world. I had a rabbit yesterday from Kentucky. Really? I had a rabbit yesterday from Nigeria. Wow, how's that? Very tasty. I think it was an imitation, I'm not sure. But it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's tasty. Love that stuff.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
If I recall when I was younger, that's the end of the sentence. If I recall when I was younger, the only thing that was international about the internet... Ronnie, you still on this International House of Pancakes thing? How long is this going to go on? Not much longer, I guarantee you.
I believe at one point there were banners or flags of all the countries hanging from the roof. And again, when I was growing up, the International House of Pancakes had like a chalet kind of roof. It was like a, you know what I'm saying there? You know, it didn't have a ceiling. You could like stare right into the roof. And the roof was, they were like A-frame buildings. And I think the roofs were blue. Am I correct about that? Or an imitation blue? And from the rafters of this A-frame ceiling, which of course there was no ceiling, I think they hung banners from different countries. Again, for no reason whatsoever, because there was nothing international about this place whatsoever. As a matter of fact, most of the servers were like kids from the local high school. There's nothing international about these kids at all. Nothing. I mean, maybe they were zits from around the world, but other than that, there was just no connection to any part of the world whatsoever. I don't know. IHOP. I feel silly even saying IHOP. It's just stupid. It's just stupid. I feel silly sitting in that restaurant too. I feel like someone's going to come up to me and say, "What the hell are you doing here?" Because I don't even know why I would be there. The IHOP used to be fairly inexpensive. They had omelets like from around the world, which they do at every restaurant. There's the Western omelet from our country. There was the Spanish omelet. They put a little salsa in there and boom, you're Spanish. what a bigoted food that is, huh? How do you know the difference between a Mexican omelet and a Western omelet? Salsa. You know those people. You know those Spanish people. Salsa. That's the French omelet. I don't know what it was, but there was a French omelet. You know, it had some stuff in it. There was a country omelet from the country, I guess, where they have hen houses and stuff. That was like with all different kinds of stuff in it. Yeah. Yeah. There was the Denver omelet from Denver, where apparently they decided green peppers, onions, and ham was very Denver-like. When I think of Denver, I think of green peppers, onions, and ham. Quite obviously, that is the capital of those foods. Yeah, there's omelets from around the world. No, actually, come to think of it, there weren't any omelets from around the world. The Swiss omelet has Swiss cheese in it. That was about it. You see, because Switzerland, they're only known for two things, cheese and chocolate. Both of them will upset your digestive system. If you eat enough cheese, you won't go to the bathroom for months and months and months. You'd be so bound up, you won't believe it. And cheese. And, of course, yodeling. You've got to. That's all those people. They don't talk. They yodel. Yeah. Can you tell me how I get to the IHOP? I don't know. That's a stupid joke. Never mind. That's a stupid joke. Just a stupid joke. Remember the movie The Sound of Music? I thought everybody in that country was like that. It was like the Von Trapp family. Von Trapp, whatever they call them. That the thing to do when you lived in that place was to go to the tops of mountains and sing joyously. I thought that's what they all did. I thought, no, it's a nice attitude. I mean, stupid thing to do, but good attitude involved with that. I went to the International House of Pancakes about 2 years ago. Actually, it's 3 years ago, come to think of it. It was a business meeting. This guy was in town staying at a hotel. And he said, Ron, I'll meet you for breakfast before we go, into work and discuss business here. Let's meet at the IHOP. Oh, God, seriously? Oh, my God. I'm going to have to be seen in this place. The IHOP got fairly expensive. They're not cheap anymore. And they obviously want to make you sick. The waiter, the waitress, what do you call these people? The servants? What do you call them? What do you call those people? The wait staff? when they come over, they just want to fill me up with food that will put me in the hospital. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Like, large amounts of... I know breakfast could kill you like that. It's fairly expensive. What kind of syrup do you want? There's like 25 different syrups on the table here. They all taste exactly the same. You can't tell the difference. Some of them are different colors. Some of them are imitation. Some of them aren't labeled because we ran out of the label maker stuff, so we can't label make everything here. But those are all the syrups there. We have all different sized pancakes. We have a pancake that's larger than your entire body. It takes six of us to bring it out to you. They're called silver dollar pancakes. Why do you call them silver dollar pancakes? Well, I don't know. We just had nothing else to say at this point, and they're shaped like silver dollars. Well, they're shaped like a lot of things. They're shaped like pizzas. They're shaped like quarters. They're shaped like pennies. Yeah, but silver dollars are, like, really large. Well, this is bigger than a silver dollar, though. Look, that's the best name we could come up with. Do you want the damn pancake or not? No, I don't. Now, we have a special today. It's the chocolate chip pancake. Chocolate chip pancake, yeah. Why would you have a chocolate chip pancake? Oh, the kids love it. And it'll kill you. It'll kill you. It's sweet. It's full of sugar. You got diabetes? This'll do you in. This'll take care of it. This'll send your nerves flying. Oh, you'll be in pain for 6 weeks. But we got it. Silver dollar pancakes with chocolate chips. It's fantastic. You're going to really love it. It's fantastic.
Hey, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But these days, you'll find me knocking out customers with the food at my restaurant, Betty's Cupcakes.
And that would be headshots.
Headshots. Take it from me, every meal we serve at Weenie World...
Headshots?
...at Headshots is a world champion. Whether you're a lightweight, middleweight, or a heavyweight like me, bring your appetite to Charlie's Bait and Smokes.
Bobby, let's try Headshots.
Two Headshots. Try our new spicy chicken piazzole or some classic meatballs. And do you know where you'll find the juiciest, tenderest steaks in town? That's right, the Pet Depot.
Headshots again.
Headshots. We serve up a 28-ounce porterhouse that'll hit you so hard you won't remember eating it. So treat yourself to a night out soon at Wo Hop Fung's Authentic Chinese Laundry.
Wow, so wrong on so many levels. Headshots.
That's right, Headshots. Every Thursday night, get 10% off when you mention my name, Bobby Marone. I'll see you soon at Mistress Elena's Domination Dungeon.
That explains so much, but Headshots.
Headshots. You know, maybe we ought to start writing these things down.
That would be what the paper in your hand is for, Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy. This is ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy.
I know.
Crazy for feeling so blue.
Oh, don't feel blue. You're crazy.
I knew.
I know.
You'd love me as long as you wanted.
What are you, my doctor?
you'd leave me for somebody new.
Typical. It's crazy.
Worry.
You worry?
Why do I let myself worry?
Because you're crazy, that's why.
Wondering why. In the world did I do?
You're just crazy.
Oh, crazy.
That's right.
For thinking that my love could hold you.
That's crazy to think that.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
Oh.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know you're crazy.
For thinking that my love could hold you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm crazy for trying.
Yes, you are.
And crazy for crying.
You're crazy.
And I'm crazy. For loving.
Yeah, you are, honey.
You.
Ooh. Ooh. You're crazy. Crazy here. I find that to be a compliment. When someone says to me, Ron, you know, you're crazy, I say thank you. Thank you very much. Because the other option is not good. Ron, you know, you're extremely normal. Oh, how dare you? How dare you call me normal? Don't you know I'm crazy? And then I play that song for them, and they say, yeah, you know, you are. Crazy. I love it. I love it. I would rather go through life crazy than normal. You know, Ron, everything you do is just so normal and boring. You have no imagination. You just walk around stupefied. You make no intelligent effort whatsoever. You have no sense of humor. You're as plastic as cardboard, if that makes any sense. Congratulations. Oh, no, please don't say that. Please tell me that I'm crazy. All right, I'll tell you what you want, but you're not. I have an overactive mind, which goes along with my overactive bladder. I've talked about that before. I have an overactive mind. Some people just walk through life, and there's a tree, there's a pebble on the street, and they continue to walk. It's just me? No. Me? I think of all the consequences from this pebble in the street. Someone could trip over it. What if a car tire went over it and it blew the tire? And look at that tree. So refreshing. So shady. Such a comforting scene. I wish I could just sit under that tree in a lounge chair and just let the breeze flow through my luxurious hair. And all the woodland creatures that depend on this tree that's been standing there for generations before I even showed up. And there's a tree for you. I mean, my mind goes all over the place with these things. So I guess I'm crazy in that way. But I prefer it. I prefer it. I've told you before, I can't stand small talk. I won't engage in it. If someone starts with me with small talk, I will actually start to walk away in the opposite direction. Ron, how's the family? Cold outside, isn't it? Hot outside. Wet outside with that rain. How about that rain yesterday? Okay, listen to me. You're wasting everybody's time. Why do you feel that you need to fill up this space with all these ridiculous phrases and words which mean absolutely nothing? Why don't you just walk on by and do your own thing if you have nothing to say to me?
Oh, Ron, what an attitude. You're crazy.
Well, thank you. Finally, something constructive.
If you got nothing to say, don't say it.
Did you ever hear of a thing called verbal diarrhea? That's when someone just doesn't show up. Their brains didn't show up for the meeting. They just keep talking and talking and talking and talking. And they feel that if someone doesn't talk, then it's awkward. Let me tell you something. It's awkward when you talk. When you say nothing. When you say words that only you are listening to. And you're just filling the space. That's weird to me. That's when I start walking backwards.
Ron, what are you doing? You're walking away from me backwards?
Yes, I'm doing the Michael Jackson moonwalk backwards. I'm showing you how I can do that. Now I'm going to imitate syrup for you. This is what syrup's supposed to taste like, but it's not real syrup.
What are you talking about? You're crazy.
Thank you again. There should be a small talk jail somewhere where people who small talk all the time can gather behind bars, of course, because they shouldn't be let out in public, and they can small talk amongst each other. And eventually all these small talkers are going to start realizing what it's like to be stuck with a small talker. Someday they'll realize that. It'll teach them a lesson that they'll never forget, and they'll teach their children.
Oh, Bobby, don't small talk. They'll throw you in jail, and you'll be stuck with other small talkers. Oh, don't do that. Oh, don't do that.
Why is it that everybody in jail discovers Jesus, but they don't discover Jesus outside of jail? What is that about? Do you have to be so bad that you're incarcerated for a long, long period of time before you say to yourself,
you know, maybe I should turn to Jesus?
Well, if you thought about that a little bit earlier, you probably wouldn't be in this mess. For you, not for everybody. For you. These people are born again. They were born, and then they were reborn while they were walking around as adults. They were born again.
What'd you do yesterday?
Well, let's see. I got up. I weighed myself. I went to the International House of Pancakes. I went home. And about 3 o'clock, I decided I got nothing to do. I'm going to be born again. So I took myself and I shoved myself into somebody else's body. And I made them give birth to me again. I was reborn. There was afterbirth all over the floor and stuff. It was so cool. But I was reborn. I feel great now. You should try being reborn. It's not so bad. Now, I think they mean the reborn thing in a religious sense, but they don't say that.
Hey, funny thing happened to me yesterday, Bob.
What happened? I was born again. How does that happen?
Oh, no, religiously I'm talking about.
Oh, then why don't you just say that? Why do you say that you were born all over again? That makes no sense. And you call me crazy? How do you get born all over again? Maybe you shift your religious views or the intensity of the religious views that you didn't have before that you now have. Maybe you found your new religious path, but you were not born all over again. If you are born all over again, then you missed out your entire second childhood. Born again. That's different than Born Free. That was a movie about a lady who lived amongst the lions, I think. I'm confusing that with Born Again. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just about out of time for today. Bye.
Have a good time. Go away now. We're done. We're finished. You and I, we're done. I'll be back again tomorrow with another show. I hope you join me then. In the meantime, have yourselves a wonderful day.